dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything.
You can have everything. This is Debbie Dashinger, and welcome. Welcome to Dare to Dream. Welcome to Dare to Dream radio, podcast, and YouTube, etc. I'm very excited to be with you. And for those who faithfully listen to the show, you know that for some time I was looking for a new place to live, and I was holding a really clear intention of the qualities I wanted in a place. And mostly I really wanted something that I could nest into. So besides leaving a 10-year relationship, which is a huge transition and change, and moving out with my puppy, I'm also personally, as of my birthday, June 27th, I've moved into a 7-year. And although 7 is a lovely magical number, what it really means is going within. It means going within to connect with spirit and to be still, basically, be calm, to learn, to heal, to change. How perfect, right? Like the soul doesn't plan things out in advance for us, without a doubt. So I've just literally come out of a Saturn return. Thank you, Jesus. That was rough, kids. Like, wow, if you ever want your life to be thrown into chaos, and it will, you'll go through a Saturn return too. We do several times in our life. So from December through September, boom, out of Saturn return, finally. Thank you. And into the 7 year since my birthday, late June. And so I have found a place with the qualities that I had intended for. It is very nesty, trees growing over, and really lovely, really lovely. And I've outfitted it since I'm moving away from someone I've been with for a decade. I bought all new things for my place. And so it really has this very clean, open, easy quality. I like it. I'm happy here. So, yay. I just wanted to give you that amazing update. It has been created. I am living in it in the manifestation right now. And we'll be talking a little bit later more about spirit and how to be connected to that pure voice for you, because Reverend Linda and Dr. Nick Martin are back on the show. How lucky are we to have them blessing us this entire year? They're coming on every month, month and a half, 2 months, somewhere in there, to have further conversation with us about our ego and spirit. And I love this conversation. They've written a trilogy of books, and today we're talking about, is higher ego flexibility damaging your relationships? And they'll be on a bit later, ego versus spirit, and which voice is controlling your life? Which are you listening to? And is ego drowning out spirit? And if so, what's possible? So how about being blissful? So in today's idea, I recommend spending time reconnecting with your true bliss, that part of yourself that many of us best remember from childhood. How do you do that? Think about what it was that brought you the greatest joy as a child, that made time fly, and that you could do forever without a care in the world. That is an expression of bliss. I'm trying like heck to remember, for me, what would that be? Well, I love dressing up. I didn't actually have a lot. I didn't like have dolls and stuff as a little girl, but I remember having a little fake crown, and I would imagine anything that I had put together was just something I found, but I loved getting dressed up and pretending I loved playing games, really loved games. Anything that was outside and the whole neighborhood got together, kickball, whatever, or indoor board games. Loved music, still do, and loved being with people. So isn't that interesting? I can relate to all of that. You know, for most of us, our childhoods are clearly behind us. However, our opportunity to reconnect with our bliss is right in front of us. It's ours for the taking. And when we find ourselves engaged in the activities and with the people who make our hearts sing, we're grounded in the present and deeply connected to our pure spirit. So the centering thought for today is, joy is my highest purpose. It was Mother Teresa who said, joy is a net of love by which you can catch souls. So beautiful. One of the things I maybe didn't love as a child, but I certainly fell into as an adult, and the more I learned about it, the more I fell in love with it, it is wine. It's wine. I'm learning all these amazing facts recently about wine, too, that are super fun. It's, you know, the history of wine alone is incredible. If you love wine, go to this website, directsellers, that's CELLARS.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. This is wine that is picked by experts who've been working on this for over 20 years. They go around the world to these amazing, exquisite boutique wineries, and they purchase the wine for us. I'm part of the wine club. It's shipped directly to your door, and the wine comes with pairing notes, vineyard notes, how to store your wine, and of course, the delicious wine itself. You can give it as gifts. It can come to your home or business. Enjoy, discover unique and delicious wines now. And by the way, if you want to start a side business, you can. It's so easy. Just sign up. There's no cost. directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders and enjoy wine delivered right to your door. And let me tell you, it's delicious. I've really been enjoying it so much. Well, our guest today, Reverend Linda, is a metaphysician, certified Reiki master teacher, spiritual healer, color sound practitioner, and spiritual medium. And her husband, Dr. Nicholas, is a licensed psychologist, social worker, and certified school psychologist. He's worked in clinical, university, public school, and private practice settings as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant for 30 years. They've written a trilogy of books, as I mentioned earlier, and they are an amazing, illuminating read. You can learn more about them, their books, and all the meditations and amazing things they offer as healers at egoandspirit.info. Linda and Nick, welcome back to Dare to Dream.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you so much for having us.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you for having us on again. We really like the opportunity to speak with you and your audience.
I love the opportunity, and I think this is a great time to be talking about spirit and ego, and specifically, is our higher ego flexibility damaging our relationships? Wow, relationships need a lot of help worldwide, and personally, as far as I can see today.
Absolutely. There's so much going on in people's lives, and relationships are an extremely important part of the sense of one's life and quality of one's life, and that's why we, in our work, talk about it as being one of the key life areas, because our sense of success and what's going on with our lives and happiness is often connected to just what is going on within our close relationships, be they with our partner or our spouse or our children, our parents, siblings, and so on. Mm-hmm. So we're glad we have the opportunity to talk about and possibly illuminate some of the issues that can be in the way that people don't know about that could undermine experiencing the best that life has to offer with regard to relationships.
So lower ego flexibility, how does that negatively impact relationships? And I think when we say relationships, we are speaking about a worldview, a personal view, an interpersonal view, and maybe a God with us, one with us relationship as well. How are they negatively impacted by lower ego flexibility?
Okay, well, generally speaking, in talking about ego flexibility, we're talking about the degree of input, the degree of access that people can have into our mind, into our thoughts, the degree of influence that they can have. And within relationships, there is an exchange that often takes place as part of that relationship. People listening to others, hopefully, and learning from each other and growing from each other. And in regards to today's topic, higher ego flexibility, what often happens is that people have too much access, or they allow too much unfiltered access into their mind, so their partner often can impact them in ways that are not so good. They can be, in some ways, destructive, because sometimes what they're sharing with their partner is more belief than truth. And in a healthy relationship, a person has to be able to, in effect, draw the line and say, I do believe that, or I don't believe that, or and they show a respect for their own feelings and their own thoughts. When people are experiencing this higher ego flexibility, what ends up happening is they are not showing respect for their own thoughts, their own beliefs, their own values. And that starts to come through in the relationship as far as the lacking sense of presence that people experience in the relationship, and the disrespect that their own partner may have for them in sensing, if intuitively, if not intellectually, the absence of respect for their own thoughts. I'm talking about the high ego flexibility person. And over time, this contributes to a rather hollow and disingenuous quality to the relationship. That person with higher ego flexibility may even be fearful of expressing their own thoughts and feelings and values and beliefs as part of the relationship. And if they're absent in the relationship, it tends to weaken it and ultimately may lead to the ending of the relationship.
You know, there in your book, Two Voices Within, one of the three books involving the higher ego flexibility, there are things that you mention like child or cultist, loyalist, puppet. Powerful words. How do these impact relationships? And can you weave in some client or world stories so you can illuminate each of them?
Thank you very much for that question. Yes, the roles we talk about may involve, for example, somebody who is living in the role of the child in a relationship. Let's say it's a couple's relationship, be they married or not married, and let's say it's a heterosexual relationship. The person who has assumed the child role often wants their partner to be the adult, to be the leader, to be the person that tells them what to think or believe, and so on. And what ends up happening is, as the relationship no longer is about two equal partners in the relationship, then it becomes more like a mother-son relationship or a father-daughter relationship in the inherent hierarchy that often happens in those particular relationships that really shouldn't exist between two adults. And over time, that can be harmful. Some people, also with regard to the role of the child, one of the significant aspects of our life and our development is that early on in our lives, we are reliant upon our parents often to teach us what to know, what to believe, what to think. And almost by definition or default, any child below the age of 10 has a lot of higher ego flexibility, meaning that the parents do have a lot of impact upon who they are, and what they think and what they believe and what they value. Now, hopefully, the child is being exposed to parents who are healthy, who are giving them a lot of truth, healthy truth, in their communications and their teachings to the child. Unfortunately, and we can talk a little more about this later, but sometimes in unhealthy situations, families, there can be significant neglect or even physical or sexual abuse that plays out that ultimately has a destructive impact upon the growth of that child, and they carry it forward into adulthood.
I've seen clients that have had sexual abuse as children, and the need for healing, you know, if they've never gone through that, which many times that kind of thing has just been ignored in families.
Right.
And so this person, you know, who is expected to grow up and live a normal life, they're still carrying that trauma with them. And so that would be a person who might not believe in themselves. You know, there's so much of their own inner power had been taken away from them as a child. And so they never learned, you know, how to express themselves in that way or to trust themselves. You know, a lot is lost for someone that has lived through that type of thing. And, you know, so I do inner child regression, and this is something that allows that healing to begin, you know, with that person and that child within themselves. But there's a lot of ideas and beliefs that they have just established about themselves that doesn't allow them to feel that they are worthy, you know, worthy of even receiving the healing that they need. So this would be a person, you know, with the higher ego flexibility and how it is at play within them because of what they experienced, maybe.
Of course, it's no accident that last week I featured someone quite brilliant that I met through a documentary film who suffered extreme, as a male, sexual abuse, trafficking, and so forth. And that was the gist of last week's show. So very much what you're talking about, the trauma, maybe unrealized, and it comes up at a different time, the PTSD, and then really feeling a human value and the healing path that they need to go through. It's pretty profound.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and it's extremely important. And, you know, unfortunately, many people don't want to take that healing path. They want to just try to, you know, get on with their lives. They want to, and they end up falling into living through their ego unconsciously, living through the energy of higher ego flexibility, which does end up damaging, you know, any relationship they try to have.
Right.
So, you know, healing is so important from that aspect that, you know, we will continue to live through the same patterns if we don't heal what needs to be healed within us.
Absolutely. So when someone is, I don't know if you can say, in the state of higher ego flexibility, so is that a state? If they're in that, does...
It's really, we're a kind of energy, a part of the energy, because our ego energy really is a combination of the three different components. We've talked about ego power on the show before, and we've talked about ego flexibility like we did today, and then there's ego vulnerability. So really, it's a mix of the three, and our ego flexibility level plays its part, and really more so in the thinking part of who we are, what's going on in our mind, in our values, in our attitudes, in our beliefs, in our truths that we carry around with us, and we filter the world through those, through that. And when the quality of what we refer to as the ego space, some call it the ego mind, is connected to reality, we use a lot of really good thinking to deal with the world that we're dealing with. On the other hand, when we start to venture either direction, as last week we talked about the lower ego flexibility, the racist, the political extremist, the religious extremist, or in today's discussion, the cultist, the child, the unloved, the silent, and so on, we're really, again, also developing or carrying around in the world an unhealthy ego space from which to filter the world and life that's coming to us. And without that healthy, balanced ego energy and ego flexibility, our results are likely to be affected. In this case, in the primary discussion, relationships, be they with our, you know, family, or be they with friends, or be they with acquaintances, all of that can be undermined as a result of what we bring into it through our ego flexibility, our ego space, our ego mind, and what's carried around. It's sort of like a mental virus, so to speak. And when the mental virus, or like a computer virus, when there's faulty programming on the hard drive, the computer doesn't think well. It doesn't do what it's supposed to do well. And so it's important to, when they remove these faulty programming, so that the computer can do the thinking it was meant to do. It's the same, analogous to a human being, the ability to sort of remove, for example, the idea that the truth resides in someone else, and that's what the higher ego flexibility person thinks. They believe that the truth is somewhere else. It exists in somebody else, and I got to find it. Like, for example, the cultist says, the means to happiness and in their lives and meaningfulness in their lives resides in some other human being telling me what to think, what to believe. That's not true. The means to happiness and meaningfulness lies within you. And so in our discussions about ego flexibility, we make an effort to help people understand that the true leader doesn't take you to them. The true leader takes you to you. And that's something that has to be learned by the person experiencing higher ego flexibility.
Wow, very powerful. Great segue. I can't wait to learn more, and I have a lot of questions now. So when we come back, we'll be speaking with Linda and Nick Martin. Again, they're at egoandspirit.info, and asking them more about the voice of the higher ego flexibility. How does it impact someone's spirituality within a relationship? And also, something we've never asked them before. What is a dream or dreams that they've each created that they didn't think was maybe possible, but is now noteworthy and a part of their life? Well, you're listening to Dare to Dream Radio. Get your free Dare to Dream Radio mobile app from iTunes. It's called Dare to Dream with Debbie Dashinger. We'll be right back. Do you love wine? Do you enjoy drinking it or sharing it? Well, maybe you know a lot about wine, maybe you don't. Thanks for entrusting me with picking and choosing the most amazing wines from all over the world and delivering them to your home or business. You will receive as few or as many bottles of wine as you like, with tasting notes in your magical box of wine, detailing the regions, the history, and even food and wine pairing. We will deliver to you the best wine in the world. So get in, get wine, get social at directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. Sit back and truly enjoy our wines, because we take great pride. We have invested a great deal of time selecting the most incredible wines from all over the world we know you'll enjoy and want to share. At directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. Yum.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email at ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beinguclass.com. That's beinguclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beinguclass.com. MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish, and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestseller.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book review. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
Tell the world about your product or business. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. The award-winning program is syndicated on over 60 stations, has a big following, and large listenership. If you're ready to expand your reach, become a sponsor or advertiser on Dare to Dream Radio. Best rates, great results. Email ads@debbiedashinger.com. That's ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Isn't it time to stop the frustration and excuses and instead create a life that you love? Introducing the magic of creating your dreams. Go to DebbieDashinger.com and click on products. In the magic of creating your dreams, Debbie shares effective, easy-to-apply tools to change the course of your life in miraculous ways. With these powerful tools, you can finally achieve your dreams. DebbieDashinger.com, the magic of creating your dreams.
Debbie Dashinger's Radio Interview Mastery Program is a unique branded system that works. MediaMasteryRadio.com puts you on a fast track to grow your business and easily book interviews. Learn how at MediaMasteryRadio.com. Debbie is fiercely committed to guiding entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, healers, and business people. Learn how to leverage your radio appearances to grow your business and increase your visibility at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
Research shows we apologize up to 10 times a day, and most of the time, we say sorry as a response to someone else's mistake. What if we thanked people instead of all that unnecessary apologizing? So instead of saying, "Sorry, I'm rambling," you say, "Thank you for listening." Join us at ProjectForgive.com, a free, non-religious resource on global forgiveness.
I love my life. I am powerful. I am beautiful. I am free. I love my life. I am wonderful. I am magical. I am me. I love my life.
Welcome back to Dare to Dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. I'm interviewing Linda and Nick Martin. Again, they're at egoandspirit.info. Linda and Nick, one question we so far, having you on the show, have not entertained is what dream or dreams you've created. I love to ask this of my guests because that's what the show's about. You've created something in your life journey, something you maybe thought was impossible or was a hill to climb, but you found a way to accomplish it. And if so, what comes up for you in response to that?
That's a good question. I would probably have to answer, well, actually, there's a couple. But I think our books has been something, because that was not an easy task. And I know I could not have written the books myself without Nick's discipline and his insight and everything else that, you know, that went into it. So the books are one thing. But actually, you know, when I think back, I mean, well, first I have to say, you know, I believe in past lives, but not just, I believe in past lives in this one life, actually, because I've always felt that, like, I've lived a few different lives just in this one life to some degree. So if I were to think of myself in the life previous to the one I'm living now, or even the one before that, I wouldn't have thought I'd be doing what I'm doing today. You know, and that in itself to me is like, wow. You know, when I look at my life now and I think of, you know, where I was maybe 20, 25 years ago, I wouldn't have even understood what I was doing now, if that makes sense. You know, so that was a process, a big growth, learning, and major healing process for me to come into this awareness of what's possible and also the idea of assisting many other people into coming into that awareness as well. So, you know, to me, that's a dream come true. It truly is, to be able to do what I'm doing here.
And may I ask, part of that journey you're referring to, that you're so surprised at where you are and what you're doing over these decades now, is that because you were not aware that you had the gifts of a healer? And, I mean, you're psychic and you do so much. So were you originally unaware and it was a journey for you to unfold all of your capabilities?
Yes, I think that you described it pretty well. Yes, I mean, I always was very connected to my spirit, to God, and understood a part of that. But I didn't understand that, you know, I didn't even understand what healing was in that respect, you know, maybe 20-some years ago. So that in itself was an unfoldment, you know, for me to move into, to, you know, take those steps that led me to see what was possible. And, you know, even though I may have thought that, you know, I'm okay, you know, I don't really have too many issues, but moving into this awareness and moving into the healing process just allowed me to really see with clarity, you know, what is truly possible. And just remove all limitations that I might have felt, you know, were in my way. Because I think that was part of where I came from early on in my life, was setting up limitations for myself, you know. Mm-hmm. And so once you move through that and realize you're the one doing this, you know, and you're only doing this out of fear, and once you realize that, it allows you to, you know, see all the possibilities before you.
Mm. Powerful. Thank you. Thank you. And so glad you stepped into it for all of us. And how about you, Nick?
I think the process of making a contribution or working to make a contribution involving this focus on ego energy, that's where it started for myself. It wasn't something I contemplated very vividly, say, 30 years ago. It was sort of a journey that as I say in one of our books, I didn't find ego. Ego found me. And it found me through the people that I had been working with in my clinical work. And they were teaching me how important this was and what, you know, needed to be done. So the idea of beginning to think about even writing a book, that was a dream.
Yeah.
And the idea of, and even in, when I was doing that for about 14 years, which became ego therapy, the whole work that I'm doing with Liz, it wasn't even in focus. And then that started coming into focus. And it was like, this whole picture has to be rounded out by not only what ego is about, but what is spirit about, and the energy there that has to play its part in us fully understanding what's going on within our humanity and divinity, and that potential. And that, if you had told me 30 years ago, Nick, this is what your life is going to come to, I would have said, wow, really? No, get out of here. You know, that kind of reaction. But I think that would be the case for any young person out there. You know, if they are open and receptive to growing and learning, you know, things and using their, accepting the potential that it's within them. You know, a lot of the great things we've been seeing even happening within the confines of Harvey, to me, they talk about the human spirit, but I really think it's the love, life, and energy that God is coming to the forefront in those persons' experiences. And they will probably tell you in 5 to 10 years, the most important, meaningful thing I may have done in my life, or at least one of them, was the stuff that I was doing during Hurricane Harvey to serve other people. And it may have opened doors in other ways and places to their lives.
And through moments like that, it sounds like you're saying that's when the voice of spirit really comes forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's just when people say, I was out there working 20, 30, you know, straight hours, but that energy that kept me going, staying engaged, serving, helping people that needed it. It wasn't, to me, it wouldn't have been human energy that was at work. It was divine energy that was at work. That love, that unburdened, connective, unlimited, unconditional love within that person's being that said, I've got to get out there and help people get home, get safe, do whatever is necessary. That it was an opportunity, I believe, for people to make that contact. And again, in their moments, private moments, when they have a chance to look back and think about what was going on, they will understand. I think that was a tremendous example of the godness within their being.
Wow. I just like great pause there. That for any trauma and how we choose to respond, I love the word responsibility because it really is the ability to respond when you break it down. So how we choose to respond, and if we let the voice of God, Spirit, One come through in a moment like that and guide us so we show up for humanity and therefore ourselves and the planet, very profound about what's possible. And that could take place at any moment in any day. I remember reading a friend of mine posted on Facebook saying she went to a store and she saw somebody was having trouble in a parking lot and they needed jumper cables. And she walked into the store, my friend Kim, and it's so funny. She was thinking to herself, oh, please God, let someone else come forward with some jumper cables so I can finally get my shopping done. And then she heard the person crying out, does anyone have jumper cables? And Kim realized, oh, this is me. This one's on me. And she just had to turn around and make it happen. So she went to a car and helped the person. And of course, as the story ends, where she had started so focused on the shopping, she ended feeling so grateful to have been of service to another human being and really helping them and changing their day and hers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Truly, service is its own reward. So when we go to higher ego flexibility, if any of us could hear the voice of ego, what would they hear regarding relationships? Can we do an excerpt from the Two Voices Within book?
Sure. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm going to read it right here. We're going to begin the ego's voice. You are to believe what others believe, think what they need you to think, and know the truth resides in others, from whom you must learn it. You must always question yourself and never question others. They will lead you to the truth that you cannot find within yourself. Their truth must become your truth. They possess greater ideas, knowledge, and beliefs which will not fail you. You can only fail by questioning them, which would endanger you and threaten your survival. You must stand firmly on their foundation and not your own. Theirs is built of stone and yours of sand. You are lost without their truth and can only know yourself through them. You must reside in the safety of their thoughts as they define you and everything. They are your guides for how to best know, live, and survive in this world. Thus, you are safest when living in their world. You must lose yourself in order to survive. When necessary, you must help other lost people to know their truth. They are also toiling in darkness. You must help them to see the light others are showing you, enlightening them on any and all earthly matters. The people you have come to trust know best, and others must come to know what they know. Their light shines brightest, and others will feel safest when they know their light. You will feel safest when others know their light. This affirms the truth upon which your guides stand. You must also view their convictions as a reflection of the truth upon which they and you stand. Conviction validates their truth for yourself and others. Those with lesser conviction are weaker, and they are only standing upon faulty thinking and beliefs. You must not listen to them. You must therefore listen weakly to yourself and be suspicious of your own thoughts. You must not concern yourself with exploring what may be new, different, or unfamiliar in your own thoughts. You must keep such thoughts at a distance, as the truth does not reside within you, safest when thinking in the realm of what others know or want you to know. Their thoughts, words, and deeds must become yours. You are unified when you enter and become a part of their world, and you are protected within this unity. Now that ends the excerpt on Ego's Voice. As you listen to it, and perhaps sometimes you review it, there's a number of themes that Ego is trying to convey to that person with higher ego flexibility, including the notion that the truth resides in others. It doesn't reside in you. It's residing in somebody else. Ego is also saying, in a way, don't believe in yourself. Believe in somebody else. Let them be the person that guides you. Ego is also basically saying failure can only come by doing the other thing, which is to think, to kind of get involved or invested in your own thinking. Saying safety resides within others, and that safety is guaranteed by listening to them and believing what they believe. There's also the notion of unquestioned belief in others, that it's not a good thing to question the beliefs of others. And sometimes when you hear about people in cult situations, how heavily they put out the message, you cannot question what we're telling you. You have to stay connected to this, or, you know, you are rejected. Or,
you know, that same is true when I hear you say that of gangs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in a lot of cities there are gangs, and these kids grow up without parental figures and a strong family unit, and so they start to invest and trust in the word of a violent, often gun-wielding, drug-dealing gang to their own demise. So the folks that actually listen to the voice of spirit go against what is the norm in a situation like that. It is amazing what they can and do create. It is a miracle what they create.
Just your example is excellent, because that's something I remember talking to my students for young people, teenagers, who may be, you know, very impressionable, and if their family situation is not good, a lot of the things that humans need to survive psychologically are trust, acceptance, respect, and belonging. And the gang is telling them indirectly, it's a kind of a quiet little contract, that if you do the things we want you to do, steal, lie, cheat, violate people, we'll give you that. And that's exactly what's going on. And so this higher ego flexibility played out in that person who is the gang member willing to kill or do anything else that they need to do, because ultimately what they're really trying to get are those psychological rewards that we all want and that we all need, and for hopefully and unfortunately many of us have gotten through with our families or our friends and so on. So that's an excellent example.
Yeah. Absolutely. And on that note, just so that people are hungry for more of the spirit voice now, because we've had such good examples here with everything that was just read and discussed, we're going to be taking a break. We will be back. I do promise we'll have, although a short period of time, we're going to be talking about higher ego and what is spirit within relationships. If you want to register for the class upcoming, it is a global online class. Are you ready to write your book? Cool. The How to Write Your Book in 60 Days, 8-week live class mentored by me is about to start. Just go to debbiedashinger.com/replay. You'll get to see the free webinar. Tons of information there about how to write your book. It's D-E-B-B-I, D as in David, A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R.com/replay. How to Write a Book in 60 Days. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Whether you're a wine novice, a wine lover, or a wine specialist, you will love directsellers.com/debswinewonders because it's sourced from boutique artisan vineyards from around the world. Give the wines as gifts for colleagues to bring to social situations or just enjoy it with family and friends. The box of wines I've been receiving from directsellers.com/debswinewonders are superb, to be frank. They take care in the wine they choose. Their in-house wine experts ensure that the members get only the best. They've been tasting and selecting wine for over 15 years. The goal with this club is to send you wine that you love. Each month, our experts select great premium wines from wineries around the globe. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. At directsellers.com/DebsWineWonders. That's direct, CELLARS.com/DebsWineWonders.
When you're pondering the big questions like, is there more than this? How can I have a happy relationship? What would it take to like my body? And how do I make more money? Where do you go for information and tools? Check out the online store at accessconsciousness.com. Accessconsciousness.com has books, DVDs, instant video and audio downloads, online classes, and so much more. Subjects include abuse, changing your body, recovery, raising children, business techniques, tools to generate more money, how to have better sex and healthier relationships, just to name a few. At accessconsciousness.com, you can also find facilitators who teach local classes on a variety of subjects. Accessconsciousness.com, your one-stop shop for tools to assist you in changing your life. All of life comes to us with ease, joy, and glory. Go to accessconsciousness.com to learn more.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Do you have a published book that never reached its bestseller potential? Are you working on a book or ebook you hope to publish soon? Do you have a book locked inside, waiting to release your message to the world? Go to mybestsellerbook.com. My bestseller book will launch your book to a guaranteed bestseller status. Learn more at mybestsellerbook.com.
Be laser-focused on ideal clients. Advertise on Dare to Dream Radio. Great rates at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Create awareness of your valuable content. Sponsor the Dare to Dream Radio Show at ads@debbiedashinger.com. Advertising amplifies everything you're doing towards success. Increase your business. Write to ads@debbiedashinger.com.
Learn at your desk teleseminars. Desire to fix your finances? Become a best-selling author? Execute your goals full circle from dream to done? Learn how to be interviewed on the radio for your business? Expert Debbie Dashinger teaches worldwide teleclasses. Her teleseminars receive rave reviews. Sign up for the teleclasses or receive the downloadable audios. Go to DebbieDashinger.com for your audio class now.
MediaMasteryRadio.com. Learn how to get booked on radio, be paid in money, time, and sales quickly while helping others through your media visibility. At MediaMasteryRadio.com, learn how to get on radio and be interviewed. Debbie Dutchinger is a success and media expert who is a proven professional. Go to MediaMasteryRadio.com. Stop struggling to acquire clients. Learn to achieve instant visibility to the masses. Book radio interviews for a profitable business. Learn to communicate what you do and get results at MediaMasteryRadio.com.
MyBestsellerBook.com helps you self-publish and you keep all the royalties. Even if your book is already published, MyBestsellerBook.com will help you become a best-selling author. Your book will be promoted to a large global following. Enjoy a press release and book reviews. Make your next book launch bigger and better. MyBestsellerBook.com has long-term client credibility and 100% success in turning books into bestsellers. MyBestsellerBook.com.
If you're just tuning in, this is Debbie Dashinger. I've got Linda and Nick Martin here, and we're going to segue right in so we use the time the best we can. Linda, higher ego flexibility and failing to hear the voice of spirit within relationships. Will you read an excerpt from your book, The Two Voices Within?
I would be happy to. So, you know, take in mind to just feel this, feel the words, and feel how this is spirit's voice speaking to someone who is living through this higher ego flexibility. Spirit's voice. Only you can walk this path. No one else can walk it for you. However, you need not walk this path alone, as God will be with you every step of the way. The love God is exists within your being. It is present in all beings, but you must know and seek it from within. When being the love God is, your mind and body are fully empowered. This divine wisdom fully informs your thoughts, words, and deeds. It will lead you to truth, earthly and divine. You need not seek it from another, as it does not reside there. The opening of your heart will lead to the opening of your mind to you. The life God is can only spring forth from the meaning and purpose within your being. You were meant to be a manifestation of God in your own being. You can be no one else while being the life God is, and no one can tell you how to be the life God is. They do not know your truth, and they cannot know it for you. The energy God is exists in all beings, all places and all times. It has always been within you. You may call upon it for the great truths of thought, word, and deed that are meant for you. No other being can tell you how you must use it if they are not speaking to you in divine truth. That could only lead you away from your purpose and into darkness. You can only be your light and guide when being the love, life, and energy God is. The wisdom for this guidance will come from within. So that is hearing Spirit's voice speaking to us and speaking the divine truth within us.
So beautiful. And I do love when you read those. It's very calming and very inviting into a different space. So for those of us who want to heal this ego energy that is damaging relationships, that is not serving us, that is making us beholden to someone else's truth or way or ideas, we really are ready to come back to ourselves and our relationship with God. How can we move beyond where we currently are and back into divine truth?
Mm-hmm. Well, first it is that desire. And that, you know, when your soul is calling you and it's saying, it's time for you to connect with who you are and stop listening to the directions, you know, of other people, or stop, you know, following the advice of other people and ignoring what you have within you. So first it has to do with coming to realize that you are worthy and deserving of recognizing this wisdom you hold within yourself. And allowing yourself to honor and respect who you are, just as you are. I think one thing that some people tend to feel is that they have to reach a place of perfection to love themselves fully.
Huge.
Or they have to reach a place, you know, of
you know, not having imperfection any longer. And that's not who we are as human beings. So we have to give ourselves permission to recognize and acknowledge and love everything about who we are, the imperfection as well as all of our abilities that we have to do the many wonderful things that each of us can do.
Linda and Nick, we are at the end, and as always, so much more. And thank you that you're coming back on for more shows very soon. Next month, you're coming back again. I'm so grateful so we can further this conversation. It is so needed right now. And if you want to know more about Linda and Nick, go to egoandspirit.info. I'm grateful to you both. And I end today's show with this quote from Oprah Winfrey. Breathe, let go, and remind yourself that this very moment is the only one you know you have for sure. Coming up, more guests on Dare to Dream, Rhonda Britton, Michael Bernard Beckwith, Mas Sajati. Stay with us. And if you're ready for wine, go to directsellers.com/Deb's Wine Wonders. The secret of success is having the courage to begin in the first place.
To contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, go to debbiedashinger.com. Keep your excellent feedback and comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert at goal achievement, a media personality, an international best-selling author, and a keynote speaker. Debbie leads high-quality teleseminars on how to achieve goals, how to be a self-published best-selling author, and how to get booked on radio. All classes are at debbiedashinger.com. Debbie's best-selling books are Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, sold on Amazon, and her second book, Wisdom to Success, The Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams, sold online at all bookstores. Tune in again to hear the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to debbiedashinger.com. That's www.debbiedashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, archived interviews, and amazing products sharing the secret steps to making your dreams come true. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dream will become real. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?
Here I'm standing now, waiting for my time to be all that I can. Easy to forget, life is in my hands, and I can change it if I want. Nothing's impossible no more.